You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Nora Harold. Nora has been channeling, lecturing, and doing healing work for over 20 years. She channels a multitude of high vibrational beings that are skewing my tongue this moment, including the Pleiadian Collective, Yeshua, Enara, the Lyrans and Lemurians, the Fairies, and the Angelics. In 2007, she began receiving transmissions specific to the integration of the fifth dimensional identity and the re-ascension process, and has incorporated that information into her work. Nora offers private sessions, teaches, lectures, is a Reiki master, has appeared on radio and TV, and has channeled for people all over the world. You can find out more about her at www.noraharold.com. So now, let's welcome her to the show. Hi, Nora. How are you?
Hi, Lance. Hi, everyone. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much, Lance, for having me on. It's great to be on the air with you again.
Yes, it's always fun to find out what's going to pop up in the ethers when you're on the show.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, you know, I thought since we were approaching the summer solstice, June 20th, that this is kind of a moment that could be empowering for us, and I thought you might tap into one of the collectives to find out how we can be empowered most by using these energies and what is likely to occur.
Sure, that sounds great. Let me take a moment and link up. So for those of you who haven't heard me channel before, my voice will shift depending on who comes through, and they will announce themselves. I'm very present when I channel. Nora is very present when I channel. So Nora will come back as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag of the higher beings and Nora, and we'll just have a conversation and see where it goes. Excuse me while I step to the back of my body. That's kind of the way I like to interpret it and let them come to the front. Greetings, Lance. Greetings, everyone. This is the Pleiadian Collective. We just want to take this moment to recognize how wonderful it is to have the opportunity to link up with all of you wonderful, beautiful, universal beings of light and love. And we always like to greet you in this way because we like to remind you, all of you, that you are universal beings of light and love, that the identity you're currently wearing is just that, an identity that you're wearing. It's a costume. And you get to spin particular stories based on the particular costumes that you're wearing. So the third dimensional costume brings with it a very particular kind of experience and story, and the fifth dimensional costume brings with it a very particular kind of story and experience. And right now you are in the process of experiencing both the third dimensional reality and the fifth dimensional reality at the same time. Take a breath, everyone, as you feel out that piece of information in your bodies and in your consciousness, and it can help you understand why at times reality is feeling so disorienting to all of you. And we have noticed the last couple of months have been particularly intense. We feel as if we're saying this all the time to all of you right now, and the truth is the energies are intense at all times right now because you are shifting, processing, changing at a rate, at an accelerated rate that you have never experienced in the past on planet Earth. So that's kind of where we'll start as far as this particular solstice transmission goes. So one of the things we perceive as we watch your journey is you're moving through your lessons, your feeling states, and moving through different vibrational experiences at an accelerated rate. And this solstice transmission is going to magnify that for you, push you forward again, increase, basically, the rate of information you are able to process and increase your access.
That sounds wonderful. And how might that look for people who are in the process?
Yes, so let's talk first about what we mean by solstice transmission. So before you all came into this game and while playing the game, there are certain agreed-upon moments, sets of circumstances, experiences that you all go through, and you have decided from your perspective there as you look at your calendar and you look at some of the more ancient cultures and some of the ancient practices there on your planet that the solstices and the equinox energy periods of time are of particular significance to all of you. So all of us who are facilitating your process there, and that's our work with all of you, to act as facilitators, as you often act as facilitators with one another on the planet. In fact, as you always act as facilitators with one another, there's never a moment when you're not facilitating somebody else's experience, even if you're sitting in your space alone, because as we said earlier, you are all universal beings of light and love, infinite in your energy and your expression as we are, and you are impacting each other energetically and telepathically at all times, just as we're impacting all of you energetically and telepathically. So when you come up on the solstice moments or the equinox moments, all of us who exist in the higher realms provide you with some additional support during those periods of time. We transmit, we use our intent, our collective intent, as you might use your collective intent or your individual intent, to send love, send a transmission of love to someone you see on your world who is struggling or in need, or to a particular situation or happening that's occurring on the planet. And we see more and more of you doing this all the time. You know, we see you recognizing, for instance, we'll use what's happening in Turkey right now. We see you recognizing that's significant on your world right now. So many of you are focusing your energy, your light, your intent. And when you place your focus in that direction, when you consciously become aware of yourself as a beacon of energy and love and light, then you have more ability to impact what's happening in that reality. You have more of an ability to add additional energetic support and love. Now, it's up to the people who are participating, of course, in the experience itself to take that transmission in or not. So we can't ever affect any of you in a way that you won't allow us to affect you, in the way that none of you really can be affected by another's transmission of light and love unless you allow it into your being. Now, more often than not, allowing it in is a very unconscious act. It's not something you have to place your conscious attention on or awareness on, although we do recommend during periods of intense transmissions like the solstice or the equinox, that you do place your consciousness and your attention on being a receiver of that transmission of love and light energy. So we'll get back to our work with all of you. So when we say our, we mean all of us beings in the higher realms, including those beings that you refer to as your sun, your stars, the planets. Some of the planets participate. There are many beings participating in this universal dance who will transmit during these particular important passages of time for all of you. So during this particular solstice transmission, you're going to receive a packet of information that will be encoded in that transmission. So you're probably asking yourselves, well, how do I really receive that transmission? There's a physical component of it that occurs in relationship to your sun, and to the other celestial bodies in your universe. So that, again, this is how the stars and the planets dance with you. They are in physical form as you're in physical form, interacting with each other energetically, emotionally, mentally, but also physically, because you can do that when you're physical together. So the Earth sends a particular powerful transmission of its energy to the planet. So we'll ask all of you over the next week or so to spend some time in the sun, especially in that 72-hour window of time during the solstice. So that would be the day before the solstice, the day of the solstice, and the day after, where you give yourself permission to just receive your sun's transmission of energy, love, and light, to release any fear you're holding about exposure to the sun and what being in the sun might do to you, and instead open up to the understanding that your sun is a benefactor and a facilitator of your experience. And as you take in the information from the sun, you lighten up even more physically, which then allows you to absorb more of the energetic transmissions that are coming from those of us in the higher realms. And then, of course, as you allow in our transmissions and that lightens you up energetically, well, then that allows you to lighten up even more physically as well. And you've got this wonderful back and forth between the energetic and the physical. You know, you've lived in this very linear reality for a long time where you always want to know what comes first, what happens first. That's the story there in the third dimension. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And now you're beginning to hold the multidimensional perspective. So what you're coming to understand, what we want you to understand, is nothing happens first, nothing happens in the middle, and nothing happens at the end. Everything is happening all at once, and everything is impacting everything else. And this is partly what this transmission is going to allow you to begin to really integrate into your day-to-day life. So you're going to find yourselves, once you move past the solstice transmissions, playing with time a bit more easily and consciously, being able to move yourself back and forth through time a little more at will, a little more readily. It won't yet necessarily really feel that way to you physically, meaning you're not going to be able to go to sleep and then wake up in yesterday, all right? You're not going to yet begin operating with that technology, but you're going to be able to travel more easily energetically to points in time, other points in time, points you view to be in your past, points you view to be in your future, and you're going to be able to either do energetic cleanup work during those other time moments, so deal with wounds and traumas you perceive to be existing in your past and clear those up more easily. And you're going to be able to move into what you have, what appears to be future moments in time, and access what it is that future version of yourself already knows, and then bring it to this version of you. All right, everyone, take a breath as you process that piece. This is Nora. Hey, I'm just checking in here with you, Lance. I realize you've been going on for quite a bit. So,
well, keep going. I'm still with you.
Okay. This is the Pleiadians again. So, you know, and when we say this is the Pleiadians, we want to be clear that actually all of the beings that work through the channel that refers to herself as Nora are present as well, braiding their energy through, offering their perspective. You could kind of see now that we all act together collectively. We're just bringing our specific transmission through full voice right now because we also operate with all of you energetically, so we're not just speaking through Nora. For every single one of you who is listening right now or listening to the recording at a future moment, you're inviting us into your space. You're inviting us into working with you energetically. So all of you listening right now, take a breath and give yourself permission to really begin to feel the presence of the higher beings in your space. When we say higher beings, we simply refer to rate of vibration. None of us are really higher or lower than anyone else in the universe or any other being. but you are still perceiving things from that linear perspective. So we use those words to help you understand. But what we also find is when we use words like higher beings, you begin to project onto us a level of power that we don't necessarily hold and that we certainly don't hold over you. And that's the other piece we want to talk about with regards to this solstice. This solstice is going to be very important for you because it's time for you all on the planet now to own the truth that you are universal beings of love and light, that you are sovereign, and that it is time for you all now to take full responsibility for your life, your creations, to stop waiting for some big event to take place outside of you or some quote-unquote higher being to show up and prove to you that what you believe is true and to begin operating more from the belief system you have all worked so hard on developing and integrating. So this transmission is really going to help you with all of that. It's going to help you remove some of the filters, the illusions, and the distortions that you've been running about power and that very entrenched belief you all have in a hierarchical system that keeps you enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
And very often what we see is you play the enslavement game with us and with other beings like us, with Yeshua and all the other beings that come through, because you'll say to yourself, oh, that's a piece of channeled information. I'm just going to believe that because a higher being is saying it. And you don't check in with yourself and really run your own discernment. And that's even more incredibly important for all of you right now, that you use your discernment, that you feel into your physical bodies and discern for yourselves what is truth in the moment. And as we've said before, we've said this in many, many other lectures and many other conversations, from our perspective, there is no such thing as a universal truth other than the fact that all is comprised of love. Everything beyond that is up for grabs because reality is all your own creation. So there are as many versions of reality as there are beings to interpret reality. So we want to remind you to not too quickly take on someone else's interpretation of reality, especially if you're operating out of a place of desperation. And that's what we often see for all of you. You know, you'll be in your lives, you'll be having your experience, and you'll be recognizing on some level you're feeling powerless. And that powerlessness is causing you to feel desperate, to feel as if you want some kind of answer, someone else named God or Jesus or the Pleiadians or the Syrians or the Lyrians or the ETs, whomever, to show up and fix it, make it better. And as soon as you start to run that desire, well, you open yourself up then to a level of manipulation. You open yourself up to being played with because you've forgotten in the moment that you don't need someone to rescue you. You are God, all of you. You are source. We are all source, an expression of that source energy. And that's something else that you're going to begin to really start understanding this summer as you move through the solstice transmissions. And you're beginning to see that in Turkey right now. Again, we'll point that out as a physical manifestation of what's happening on your planet, because in a lot of ways, that is a group of individuals who have remembered that they are universal beings of love and light. They're sovereign, and they are doing what they want. They're being told again and again and again by the quote-unquote government, and we put that word in quotes right now because it doesn't really mean anything. They're just other people. So you've got a group of people telling one other group of people, okay, you can't do that, and for a very long time, the group that's been told by the other group, you can't do that, has said, okay, because you've all felt powerless and desperate. Now, as you're accessing your power, you're starting to turn around and say, no, that's not okay with me. I'm still going to do what I want to do. And you're going to see more and more of this over the summer months.
Well, that will be wonderful, especially since it seems that most people seem to be fairly apathetic and have accepted the status quo, and no matter how severe something occurs on our planet in relation to our freedoms, dwindling freedoms or seemingly dwindling freedoms, that we just kind of roll along and accept whatever comes around the corner. There seems to be a complacency that, or maybe a global fatigue in just taking the status quo and what's being told on the media as the truth.
Actually, from our perspective, you know, we have a little bit of a different viewpoint there, Lance, because from what we're viewing, most of you are going about your lives doing exactly what it is you want to do. And we want to remind you that a lot of what you're being told right now about, a lot of what you're being told in the media about the elimination of your freedoms, some of that information is simply manipulation. It's not found, there's no truthful foundation there in that information. Now, we hear what you're saying about the appearance of apathy. But, again, from our perspective, we don't see that as true. We see more and more of you beginning to actualize as universal beings of light and love. We see you beginning to eat the food you want to eat. We see you beginning to take better care of yourselves emotionally, physically, mentally, and energetically. And look, from our perspective, that's key. That's it. That's the central piece here for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
The more each one of you places your loving attention on yourselves and begins to understand and recognize that you are a being of unconditional love, you begin to express that unconditional love to yourself, you begin to treat your bodies, again, mental, emotional, physical, and energetic with more love and care. And we do see a magnification in that on your world right now, Lance. The more you do that, each of you individually, the more you then begin to interact with each other from that place, that expression of unconditional love, that recognizing that everyone around you is a universal being of love and light, that's going to take care of everything else. So this is you working from the inside out. So the apathy you're referring to is there doesn't seem to be a big uprising occurring right now very publicly. That's right. But the uprising is happening internally. In every single one of you. We are witnessing it, and you are beautiful there on your world.
It's an inwising, I guess.
Yes.
Well, that's far more important than manifesting something on the outside that doesn't really change anything, that just makes it appear that you're doing something constructive.
Yes, and again, it's often those big things that happen outside of you can often be such a distraction, and that's all they are, more often than not, are tools for distraction. You all forget to take care of yourselves. When you get all fired up by an issue that you believe to be outside of you, and that's another thing we want to remind you all, that there is nothing that is truly outside of you. Every issue you see outside of you is simply a reflection of your internal geography, meaning within your own physical, mental, emotional, and energetic body. Any war you see reflected outside of you is the war you are currently having with yourself. Any need for secrecy, any spying you see outside of you, well, those are simply the versions of you that are holding secrets and also spying yourself. You know, and this is the piece that often causes all of you a lot of discomfort, because you like to look at things like the NSA and what they're doing there and say, ooh, that's the big bad agency. You don't necessarily like so much to look at how it is you eavesdropped the other day on what it was your neighbor was saying right next door. The same exact energy.
Well, there does seem to be a lot going on on those levels, and it makes one wonder if those secrets that we are holding on to, if there isn't some kind of a prelude to a kind of the dam breaking.
Yes. Well, the wonderful thing about all of this is the other piece that's happening for all of you with the solstice transmission is you're going to find yourself becoming more and more consciously telepathic. So as you actualize as telepathic beings, and so telepathy doesn't work, not so much you read each other's thoughts and minds. That's been the third dimensional interpretation of what you thought telepathy might be, and that was fun for all of you for a while to try to do that, even to play some games around that. But no, telepathy is more about fully being able to step into another's energetic experience, really connecting up with them in that way and knowing them from the inside out. So as you give yourselves access to each other in this way, which you're going to, it's not really going to matter to any of you any longer that the quote-unquote government might have all your secrets, because suddenly everyone on the planet will have all of your secrets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is Nora. Right. This is the piece that I really feel everyone is anxious for, is excited about, and then also as they really start to think about it, as they really start to think about being that vulnerable, that exposed, especially when it comes to sexual information or sexual trauma and issues. That's such a big one. But there are others as well. You know, all of these first, second, and third chakra issues that we've been working through now for the last few years really, really intensely, and we have. The last few years have all been about healing any unresolved trauma we're holding within our first, second, and third chakras, and really working on clearing those traumas so that the higher self or the fifth dimensional identity can fully integrate into the physical body, and we really can alter ourselves from the inside out. And this alteration is occurring, again, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and physically. As we do this, we are going to shift our reality, because when you can't keep secrets any longer from the people around you, when you can't lie and cheat and steal without everyone around you knowing it, and every single one of us has lied, cheated, and stealed, every single one of us. And I don't just mean past life trauma. Every single one of us at some point has had that experience in this lifetime, and many of us have had multiple experiences like that in this lifetime. I can reflect on a time when I was so desperate I stole a pack of cigarettes when I was younger. And, you know, my rationalization during that period of time was I don't have any money. And I'm addicted. So it was, you know, I created a big story on how that was okay for me to steal cigarettes. My confessional here for everyone. Well, but I feel like it's so important for all of us to start sharing this information about ourselves with the world, you know, because that's the other thing we do. We project these identities onto people that we see who are channeling or doing healing work, and we think, oh, you know, they must really have, you know, this very magical life or this kind of very clean and pure existence. And I have been in some very shadowy and dark places as Nora Harold, as part of my work here on this world in understanding those shadowy and dark places, but also because I had trauma. I had things to work through.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is also going to be a big part of this solstice transmission that comes through. You know, everyone's going to start to release this shame that we're all holding about our actions in this lifetime and other lifetimes, and begin to really connect up with each other in ways that haven't been possible in the past, because we were fragmenting parts of our energies. We didn't want those aspects of ourselves to be seen by others.
Right. Well, that would truly open some wonderful doors of understanding and compassion.
Yes.
For people to share their stories. And we've seen bits and pieces of this with people that are prominent coming out and sharing their story about this and that, having AIDS or having done certain things, and their experiences with cancer and death and so on. So I suspect that what you're saying is that there will be a possibility of doors opening even further,
yes,
and that people will be far more acceptant of each other which seems to be one of the things that keeps us fragmented and separated.
Yes, this is the Pleiadian theory, and, you know, really the core of that is not about anyone outside of you. It's your own self-judgment. It's your own lack of acceptance of yourself. So as you begin to run more compassion and unconditional love for yourself, as you truly see yourselves as universal beings of love and light who are simply here playing a game, and part of the game is to have all of the experiences, and none of the experiences are good, bad, right, wrong. They are just experiences. As you really integrate that, then yes, you can start to speak out loud about those things that you have held shame about, because you release the shame, and that allows you to connect up. And then, yes, as you feel more love and compassion for yourselves, you feel that then for everyone around you, and this is central to the shift at hand.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It really all does always come back to the self, Lance, you know, and it's something, you know, I've gone on such a wild ride in channeling and with this information, because there was certainly a period of time when I got very wrapped up in world events, and it was around 9/11, that was, you know, my big... Oh my God!
Oh.
We're being lied to all the time, and you know that was that big wake up for me. And I think it's a rite of passage that we all go through when we're in our awakening process, to have that moment where we suddenly realize, oh my God, there are multiple versions of the truth, and those that we supposedly place in charge are not necessarily telling the same version of the truth that we're all accessing. You know,
right? Exactly.
But then I find that at some point, you have to move beyond that. You can get very stuck in that, and I've seen people get stuck in that over the years.
Yes.
Get very stuck, and that just creates more enslavement, more feelings of victimization, more feelings of powerlessness, which then leads to that desperate kind of energy. And then that desperation causes people to believe really crazy stuff.
Right. Right.
For lack of a better word, that's Nora's judgment. That's just Nora's judgment right there. That's Nora. Nora who channels extraterrestrials calling belief systems crazy. So I don't know how you do simple math around that and make that work for all of you, but there you go.
Well, we won't ask you what particular belief systems you find crazy. We'll just leave
that's just my own judgment. That's my own,
right.
You know, that's where I'm still working through my own issues. And, of course, as I said earlier, I still have things I'm processing and clearing and working through. Manipulation is a big one. That's a big button pusher for me. When I see manipulation occurring, when I feel manipulation happening, and, of course, that's a button pusher for me because I am incredibly manipulative. I know how to run energy. I know how to use energy. I will own that. And I have manipulated in this lifetime, and I certainly have manipulated in other lifetimes as well.
Well, that's a big one for me, too.
Well, it wasn't really my intention to come on and be so confessional tonight, Lance.
Well, for some strange reason, it happens often with my guests. They open up and
I
say
see.
Things.
It's you. It's your fault. I'm the victim.
You can blame me.
I'm the victim here.
Well, you know, it's so funny because when you mention manipulation, I've recently been exposed to some information that I had never heard before that has to do with the possibility that there is an interference pattern. A couple of different things with incoming souls. If there's one system of bumping a soul from its projected path into the parents that it had chosen into a dysfunctional family, and that was one of the ways that light workers were being taken down a darker path and basically negated, neutralized. And another one was some kind of fine print that comes into the soul grid as you enter. There's some kind of possibility of a fine print being added that you did not necessarily sign up for.
This is the Pleiadians here. We'll interject on this. So we want to remind you and remind everyone who's listening that, yes, anything and everything can be true. However, if somebody is participating in something, they, on some level, agreed to that experience. That is another truth about this universe. You cannot change that because you all have free will. So you cannot be overpowered by another unless you say, on some level, sure, I'll be imprinted in that way. Why not? That sounds fun. As far as light workers incarnating into levels of dysfunction, well, that's part of the path of the light worker. That's just flat out part of the program. The light workers, more often than not, choose the darkest experiences they can incarnate into to bring a transmission of light and love. And when we say light workers, you know, we want to clear up that term as well, because that's been a term that's been used to separate and divide all of you that you've used
right.
to separate and divide yourselves. And again, that comes from that powerlessness and that desperation. You want to believe that you are something more powerful than you actually are. So you say, oh, there are a group of us who are here doing lighter work than the dark beings. From our perspective, that's not true. You are all light workers. We are all light workers. We are all universal beings of light and love. Currently wearing different costumes. Some of those costumes appear to be negative. Some of those costumes appear to be positive. But underneath all of that, you are all the same frequency of light and love transmitting itself. And you cannot live in a polarized reality and only have light. And that's part of this universal matrix right now. You're in the polarity. So what we see actually for a lot of those who wanted to awaken in this lifetime. So that's how we'll replace the term light worker. Instead, we'll say those of you who intended to consciously awaken in this lifetime. That means you planned that, you plotted that on your timeline before incarnation. Now, that being said, there are many others who are awakening in this incarnation who did not plot that on their timeline beforehand, because you can alter your pre-plan anytime you like because you have free will. For those of you, though, who did intend to awaken, more often than not, you chose realities that would give you something to push back against. You chose to incarnate into particular systems of dysfunction and abuse because you knew that would be the impetus you needed to awaken, begin to ask questions, begin to look outside of the quote-unquote normal, happy family scenario, because if you're having the normal, happy family scenario, it's much less likely that you're going to begin searching for other answers outside of what it is you're programmed to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up, this is Nora, I grew up in a home where I was abused and where there was a tremendous amount of addiction and dysfunction, and I certainly felt victimized while it was all occurring and while it was happening. But as I began to awaken, I very clearly began to see how all of those experiences served me, because I'm not afraid of the dark. I sat in such darkness as a young person that I can now sit in the dark with anybody who interacts with me and feel love and power and light in that experience. That darkness I encountered as a young person did not take me down. That darkness caused me to look for my own light. I don't know that I would have done that without that external impetus, and I'm also aware that karmically, that was what I had signed up for. That's what I needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a similar upbringing myself, and I have to say that it has served me well. And had it not been the way that it was, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now on the radio or on the telephone.
I agree. I wouldn't be having this conversation with you either. I mean, by the time I was 18 years old, I had clearly defined my belief in reincarnation because it was the only thing that made sense to me at that point. Based on my childhood experience, I couldn't believe that was it, that this was a one-shot deal, that I would incarnate and have that childhood and then die and that would be it. That made no sense to me.
Yeah. Is it possible that the incarnational process has itself been somehow skewed in a certain direction to favor the dark?
This is the Pleiadians here. It's not that. See, when you say skewed, you're creating a story that there is a being or a group of beings who could change it. So we want to clear that. What we'll say is, at one point in time, this universe expressed itself as more light than dark, and then that shifted due to that period of time we've called the Orion Wars and the amount of carnage that occurred during that period of time, the amount of violence that expressed itself throughout the universe. So karmically, you all did that to yourselves. You all created a storyline and a timeline that took you to a much darker place as you had to work through what it was you had initiated during that warlike experience. Now you're coming out the other side of that.
So will there be an end? I mean, it feels...
Well, here's the difference. We'll give you the difference right now, Lance.
Okay.
Yes, in this incarnation, you and Nora awakened, and you are now operating as conscious channels of light. In most other incarnations, after having been abused, you probably would have become abusers yourself.
Right.
This is how you're shifting. You are shifting within... within one incarnational cycle, within one lifetime. Typically, the shifts occur from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. Within this incarnation right now, you are shifting everything. You are not creating future lifetime karma for yourself in this incarnation. You are dealing with every single thing you put out there in this lifetime, within this lifetime. That's the other shift as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, wait, this is Nora. That's a very important piece that I want everyone to get. The way it used to be was you would live your life, then you would choose another life cycle, and you would continue the lessons or the experiences that were triggered from your other lifetimes or from the previous life. In this one particular incarnation, everything we put out, we are returning back to us, and now the return is almost immediate, and this is also part of that acceleration that we're experiencing that the Pleiadians were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I stole cigarettes when I was younger, okay? So then within the course of, and then I was caught, and then within the course of a number of years, my wallet was stolen from me. Now, this is a very simplified, boiled down explanation, but it's just a way to understand it. As my wallet was stolen, I suddenly experienced the other side of what that was like. So we're all having these lifetimes where every energy we put out there is coming back to us. Now, we also want greetings. This is Yeshua. We'll come in full voice. We've been contributing in the back. So we'll greet you with love and joy. We want you to take yourself out of a system of rewards and punishment when it comes to karma. Karma is about understanding. It's about information. It's about allowing yourself to be the greatest physical expression of light you possibly can be. So if you do something, or if there's, so we feel a lot of you, as Nora was speaking, they're reflecting on your past, thinking, uh-oh, that thing hasn't caught up with me yet. Mm-hmm. I did this when I was younger. I don't think I've experienced the opposite. That's not the way karma needs to work for all of you. It is about viewing those actions you took, taking full responsibility for them, clearing the underlying trauma. Then you don't need to experience the other side of it because you've done your work. Nora, as a younger person, needed to experience having her wallet stolen because she was still feeling like a victim when she stole the cigarettes. That's true, right? You know, I stole those cigarettes because I felt broke and I was a victim. Therefore, I deserved to steal those cigarettes. So it wasn't until a homeless person stole my wallet that I really began to go, oh, I see. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, reattention test subject. That's me.
You know, there's something that I have heard recently that I'm not sure has popped up in your perception yet, but there are some people who are referring to, I guess this would be some kind of, I guess it's linear because, this is how we have to describe it, but the words are that there is some kind of situation called the event. And it's not necessarily the event horizon, which has to do with artificial intelligence catching up with humans, but it has to do with some kind of cosmic event that is sourced at the source, and nobody seems to know the timing of it or what it will be like, except that it might have something to do with the raising of consciousness of the planet.
Pleiadians here. So we think that it's important for you all to release any attachment to any particular big event, like you found yourselves needing to release your attachments to what was going to occur on December 21st of 2012. So we see
right.
that this is just a replacement now for
all
that.
All right.
Yes.
Right.
And we understand. Right. But again, this is born out of feeling powerless
right.
and then desperate. And yes, as Nora was saying earlier, then you all will latch on to a piece of information and say, oh, that's what I'm waiting for, because you feel that soothes your desperation and
that's
your
right.
powerlessness.
That's right.
Instead, we would recommend that you really start to deal with the aspects of yourself that feel powerless, to clear
yeah.
the trauma you need to clear, to feel as sad, angry, bad as you need to feel, with the understanding that you're giving yourself permission to feel those feelings in the process of your reascension program here, because it's incredibly important that you give yourself permission to feel everything that's going on in your emotional bodies without judgment, while at the same time not using those emotions as a drug.
Right.
That's the other thing
right.
we see. So there's this fine line you've got to walk between feeling your feelings, accepting and loving yourself through those feeling states, and then choosing to stay stuck on the emotional roller coaster because it feels so good to get high emotionally. So you'll use the lows to then get high. And that's something else entirely. That's just another form of addiction.
Right, right, right. They're like cosmic carrots.
Yeah.
You know, the latest thing is, we're entering into a new age. Well, now we should be in the golden age. And
yes,
any
cosmic carrots.
Now.
We love that, Lance. That's such a perfect summary, that carrot in front of the horse kind of ideology,
uh-huh.
yes, to keep you plodding along. And in some ways, it does keep you plodding along.
Yeah, it does.
But what we want you to release is this idea that you're never going to have the carrot, because you already have the carrot. It's already in your hands, all of you. So eat the carrot. I think that was a little Kalyandra speaking in there.
And hopefully it's not a GMO carrot.
Well, you know, again, this is where we have incredible power on this planet. If you want to eat organic, non-GMO food, then do it, all of you, every single one of you. And if your excuse you give is, well, I don't have the money to afford that kind of food, then you're choosing to keep yourself in that powerless mindset that says, there's someone outside of me that dictates to me what I get to eat. If you shift your value system and clear the trauma you're holding, you will have more than enough money and prosperity to eat organic, non-GMO foods.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
absolutely.
Coming from someone who has had huge issues around money. That's another thing I think so many of us took on in this incarnation as part of our awakening process, as part of this experience. You know, for me, those issues with prosperity and abundance allowed me to stay in a certain level of discomfort that caused me constantly to ask questions, to understand things, to look for information, to help myself move to a more prosperous place. And it's a journey I'm still on, as we all are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I know this is true for myself. As I value myself more, Lance, I can easily afford organic food, and I don't even think about the cost, because it no longer costs me anything to value myself in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's something a lot of us really struggle with. We so devalue ourselves. So then we say, well, I can't buy organic. It costs me too much. And that's just a reflection of the devaluation of the self we all run.
Right, right. And the other aspect of that is that when we do tell ourselves that we're not worth it, then we're looking at others as if they are worth it.
Yes.
And we're attributing value to people who have money, who have things, who have material things that, you know, we think have more value than our spirit and our soul. So,
and then we keep ourselves stuck in that system, in that competitive third-dimensional system of the haves and have-nots.
Yes, which is gaining, is becoming more like the Grand Canyon lately.
Well, but that divide is just, I mean, it to me it all feels so ridiculous. It doesn't even feel real any longer to me. I mean, I can't feel any kind of physical reality to any of that money. It's also virtual, you know, which on one hand is wonderful because that is a fifth-dimensional interpretation of money. This is Kaliandra here. You know, we don't use money. We just use energy. We access whatever energy we want. It's all virtual. We can have whatever we want. And as soon as you all really understand that, as you get that, you can do that yourselves, then your whole system of money will disappear.
Well, good.
Okay, but this is Nora. That's not something that we all need to be attached to right now, as we hear Kaliandra saying that, because again, that could be one of those cosmic carrots that you were talking about, Lance. You know, where I think that's very true. A lot of the light workers or the awakened, you know, are waiting for this big financial resolution, and then things will be okay, and I can have the life I want, and that just keeps everyone feeling powerless and enslaved. Have the life you want right now. That's so important.
Right. And love and treasure ourselves and look within for our own higher information, which is what you were talking about, having the integration of our higher selves, a move down from the fifth dimensional awareness into the third dimension and be able to act as a ladder back and forth.
Yes.
So self-love is just vital, and if we don't have that, then, you know, we're going to fall for every trick that comes down the pike, you know, every tonic salesman and, and you know, this will fix your back, and this will do this, and these are magic beans. And
this will make you rich, and, you know, those are all just tricks. Ultimately, we're playing on ourselves.
Selves,
And that's the other thing you've got to really get. And as soon as you get that, you can start to have a sense of humor about it, you know? You can start to have a sense of humor about that, whatever, multi-level marketing scheme you chose to get into because you thought for sure that was going to be it for you or what. You can release the shame and begin to see really the joy in this experience, how much fun we're all having, and we are having so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And including our ability to laugh about it all.
Yes.
That's really important.
Yes, that's been key for me.
Well, we're coming up, we're not quite at the end of the hour yet, but I thought I'd open it up for whoever wants to come through if there's an important message that will, one of the questions I had was, what is the most effective tool in our toolbox? I think we kind of covered a lot of that.
Well, this is Kaliandra. Greetings, Lance. We'll contribute just a bit here as well. I am Kaliandra. I'm fairy. I'm fifth-dimensional being at this, in this moment. That's the frequency and vibration that I'm holding. And from the fairies, perspectives. It's so important for you all to be expressing your creative energy, your artistic energy in as many ways as you can right now. So often you will feel limited when you hear that piece of advice or that piece of information because you think to yourself, oh, that means I'm supposed to make art, or I'm supposed to make music, or I'm supposed to dance, or I'm supposed to act, and I'm not good at any of those things. So then you start to feel very frustrated. So you can express your creative energy in the way you choose to organize your desk. And in fact, you are expressing your creative energy in the way you choose to organize your desk. You are expressing your creative energy every time you take a step, every time you move about, you are expressing creative and creator energy. So from our perspective, why not start to have a little more fun with all of this? We see so many of you organizing your desk in a very orderly, neat fashion because that's how you think it's supposed to be. why not jazz up your desk a bit? Okay, we know we're being very silly here about the desk, but you understand this is just a metaphor, all right? Jazz up your lives right now. Add more sparkle, add more flash, add more flair, add more fun. Be outrageous.
Ooh,
in
it.
Your speech, in your behavior, break the rules again and again. And when we say break the rules, we mean the rules of politeness and propriety and that demure energy you all run, because you're just running those energies and those limitations because you're afraid of what everyone else around you will think of you if you let yourself be as flashy and outrageous as you really wish to be. Well, as was said earlier, you are all becoming consciously telepathic, which means you're no longer going to be able to hide your flash and your flair for much longer. So why not just blow the lid off of it right now and begin?
Well, that was a wonderful message. That was totally unexpected, and I couldn't think of anything more fantastic than that. That's wonderful. I love it.
I agree. Boy, Kaliandra has a way about her.
I just adore Kaliandra.
I do as well. You know, as she was giving that, the image I had for myself was that instead of walking down the street, I need to start just skipping down the street from now on.
Exactly. Put a flower in your hair. Give them away to people in the street and do something wacky and fun.
I love what you just said. Put a flower in your hair. Give flowers away to people in the street. Yes. I think that's key as well, to express unconditional love for others, individuals, strangers, quote-unquote strangers, in that way, Lance. It's an incredibly empowering act, both for the one expressing the unconditional love, but also for the one receiving it. I love that idea of just randomly giving gifts to those around. And those gifts, they can be energetic transmissions, and that's very simple. But they can also be physical gifts. Yes, why not?
Uh-huh. It could be even as simple as just smiling at somebody that looks like they're going to scowl and frown and get on your case. And it's so amazing how people will melt when you just smile and show a little bit of kindness. And that reverberates throughout the universe and comes back tenfold.
Yes. Kaliandra, again, one other suggestion. All of you, wear more colors on your bodies. Be more colorful in your dress.
Yeah.
No, that I can feel the truth in that, because we've become
bland
for sure. Here.
Definitely. Well, Nora, we've gone through this hour, and I wanted to give you a moment to tell people where you're going to be and
thank you so much, Lance. Yes. So I've got a summer solstice event this Thursday, June 20th, here in Ojai, California. All the info for that is on my website, which is noraherald.com. And then in August, on Saturday, August 17th, I will be in Felton, California, which is in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Felton is a beautiful mountain town in the Redwoods, just about 6 miles above Santa Cruz, so just about 90 miles south of San Francisco in the Bay Area still. I'll be doing a workshop that Saturday afternoon at a place called Mountain Spirit Bookstore. I'm very excited about that event. Registration is on my site for that. I'm mostly, in some ways, excited about that because the woman who owns Mountain Spirit Bookstore is named Candy, and she's somebody I knew back in Chicago. She managed the very first metaphysical bookstore I did readings at in Chicago many, many years ago, and she has made her way up to California and has opened this wonderful center there, so she's invited me up. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's terrific. It sounds like it's a full circle coming full circle.
Yes, it's feeling that way to me as well, yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, Nora, thank you so much again for bringing all of your wonderful wisdom and light to us, and I wish you the best in these new venues that you're going to be at, and I'm sure that we'll be talking again sometime soon.
Oh, thank you, Lance. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Lance, I love you. Everyone else out there, I love you, too, and that's the other thing. Tell everyone you love them. It's so meaningful to say it and feel it. And say, I love you, not love you. I've been noticing that lately.
Ah, well, I love you, Nora.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. I love you, too.